Have you ever been in debt, Philip?
I mean, I have debt. I have a mortgage.
Philip Simon debt.
His so debt is mostly it. Kiss records. Gene Simmons. You guys probably would have gotten there, but I didn't want to wait.
No. I honestly still don't get it.
I'm still not there.
Simon debt. Do you get it yet?
Ballroom. Hey, don't Simon fret. Already, Simon regret this. Are you recording?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're getting flip gold. Gold.
You want a mic check quick?
Yeah, I do. I will Simon let you go first.
Oh, we should be laughing at this shit. It's dumb.
I Simon bet the levels are already great.
And Mr. Colliard?
Simon check. Simon check. Simon check.
All right. You're good. And I'm still too loud.
Too.
Yeah.
Mick loud.
Hi, I'm Philip.
I'm Matt.
First, we'll have a little chat.
Then put on our improvers.
Now it's time for next at bat.
And we're here today with Colliard Nelson. Hi, Colliard Nelson.
Hello.
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 Oh. Way to ruin it. It's kind of your job, though, right?
What did I do?
No, it's your job. It's your job.
Can someone explain that?
And Colliard Nelson actually has three members to it.
What?
It's true. And that's that voice. That's the third member.
She's our silent partner.
Most of the time.
Colliard Nelson, could you introduce yourselves, please?
Well, I thought Sammy was going to go first.
Why would I go first? I'm just being
I'm Cody Nelson. I'm the Nelson part.
I'm Alex Colliard. I'm the Colliard part.
I'm Sammy Martin. I'm not in the title. I'm the intern.
Actually, we haven't told you this yet, Sammy. You're the slash.
Yeah.
Oh. Aww.
Yeah.
It's in a really small font, but if you look at it, it does say Martin up it.
Yeah. Oh, it's in a small font, and it's also the exact same color as the slash.
But it
right.
is there. It is
I
there.
Believe you. Oh, you're telling me this now?
My God, that is amazing marketing you're giving to your intern right
isn't
now.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
They're good,
you,
right?
You're the
yeah,
slash.
Really
you keep us together, but you also split us apart. And that's kind of your function in the show. Isn't that it?
Wow.
If you've seen the show, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, we're not going to talk right. about it. Come see the show.
And as always, I'm here today with...
Philip Simonette, the silent partner of Next At Bat. And, of course, your vocal host...
Matthew McLeod. Thank you, Philip. We'll see you in about 22 minutes. Filch.
Yeah, wow, that was almost too much. Well, stop it.
Sorry, I'll edit it out. It's
okay,
fine.
Good. I wish you could edit him Philip. Out of my vision right now. This is distracting.
Here, is this better? I'll pull the shade.
The pop filter.
Wow, that's well. Really good.
Oh, nice. Oh, I can still see your silhouette.
Yeah.
Simondette.
Simondette silhouette.
And moving on.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Alex, Cody, and Sammy, how did you guys decide to form this group? Which we won't talk about because people need to pay money to see you.
All right. Well, I'll allow it. Oh, well, at this point, okay, pause the podcast right now.
Okay.
Go out, see Colliard Nelson.
Next at bat!
And we're back.
Yes. Now you've seen the show and we can talk about it. Great.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate
the
compliments.
Thank you so much for coming.
So let's just, do you know what the show is, Matt?
Sure I do. I've seen you.
Oh, yeah, great. Okay, so why don't you give them a rundown?
Well, sure.
okay.
Well, you guys are advertising executives, marketing executives.
Good so far.
And you get on stage and you give a marketing seminar to the audience who's come to see you for marketing tips and advice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Sammy occasionally interjects a little bit of logic to the show to keep things moving along in a direction that isn't banana pants.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's exactly
right. Yeah.
And provide appropriate lighting.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sammy was also our
tech. But that's second to banana pants.
Yeah.
Everything is.
Cody saw me do improv with Ruben Stutters, which was a duo me and Carolyn were doing, but that night we were doing a Good Grief show where we invited Carolyn Blomberg, yeah, where we invited all the members of Good Grief, now deceased, rest in peace, on stage. And after that, Cody was like, hey, Alex, message on Facebook, let's hang out. I think we have similar senses of humor. So we met at the Republic Bar in Uptown for trivia night. It was. I honestly thought Cody might be gay, and he was hitting on me.
Well, I mean, I was reading a book at the bar by myself because I got there first.
Yep.
So it was like the beginning of a Nicholas Sparks novel. I was kind of waiting for you to swoop me off my feet,
which I didn't do romantically.
No,
comedically.
But comedically,
we have had sex though.
Mm-hmm. But not romantically. Artistically,
we've had sex. It's just to further the art. Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And so we started talking about some ideas, and through that, we wanted to do... I don't really know the exact inception of it, but...
It almost started... The first idea we had, which I'm now glad that we did not go with, was like...
I kind of still want
to do. It was like an inside improv kind of thing. Where we would, I don't even remember what the idea was. But
the idea was basically the same as Collier Nelson, where we would play the best improvisers in Minneapolis and like pretend to like talk down to all the other improvisers in Minneapolis because we came before them and now they're like just kind of living in our shadow. We would talk about local improv groups. We decided to scrap that because it didn't have a big, large shelf life, I didn't think. And we came up with these advertisers, which basically is the same thing. We're the best advertisers in the world.
Right.
We play these characters. I really like talking to the audience and like, you know, like making it an inclusive experience.
I always think it's hilarious when people who think they know everything about something know nothing about it. That's always been the funniest thing to me.
Yeah, we know nothing about advertising.
It sucks when we have to try and advertise the show because it's so ironic. It's nothing about advertising at all.
Right. I mean, like, this is one of the worst examples. We're going on a podcast to advertise the show. Oh, boy. We fucked up. So we listen.
Wait a second. Time out. Philip, can we
have
a
sidebar here? Sidebar.
Yeah. Do you get the feeling that they're kind of degrading our art form?
You know, I think it's kind of just who they are, like as real people. I think that they're not acting when they're on stage. So I think they're actually
this
terrible.
This isn't a bit.
Just gonna have a drink of water.
I don't think anything they've ever done is a bit.
So this is actually who they are. They're actually just terrible, like, ungrateful dicks.
Yeah.
Overstep my bounds here, but this is a terrible way to do a podcast. Okay. I think they're back now, though. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Sorry, you were saying?
We were just having some water, and we weren't really listening to what you guys were talking about.
Well, that's good, because I was behind the shade with Philip.
Ooh, that sounds like a new segment.
That's a good segment. You should keep that going.
Romantically?
Behind the shade with Philip.
Behind the pop filter with Philip.
That is somehow even creepier.
It really is.
Way back there, romantically or comedically?
Yeah.
So once we got the idea for the show, we fleshed out a few more things. I was like, it'd be great if we had someone like tech the show, because we want it to look like a seminar, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want it to look like we have the music and lights and stuff like that. I had just seen Sammy do tech for Ferrari McSpeedy's show.
Mary Spider Cafe.
That was a really good show.
I was like, saying,
and it was really good tech.
Thank you.
Let's talk about our show.
Okay.
Anyway, so she made that show good, is what I'm trying to say. And I was like, we should bring her on board. She seems like a fun person. That might be fun.
That when we initially like first started talking to you, that it was ever going to be more than that.
No, it wasn't. We have had one rehearsal, and it was that first rehearsal where we were just getting in to do some techie things, and we rehearsed with me just as the tech, and it was actually during a show where I, as a human, not as a performer, had messed something up because of the transition.
Really fucked up.
In your defense, we probably have the most convoluted intro in the history of improv.
But because we were doing an actual like tech-heavy intro thing that we have since scrapped, but it got messed up, and then on stage, one of you two went, "Oh, excuse our intern, Sammy," and then
you had it went back from there, and then it just kind of went from there.
Sorry. Yep.
Yeah, the tech booth at Huge has a god mic, so we interact mm-hmm. with Sammy a lot. I mean, we interact with anyone that's in the room. I mean, mm-hmm. that's really it. Everyone is part of the show, basically.
Yeah, yeah, well, you came back and got drinks for me when that's I was
right.
bartending.
That's right. Oh, my God, that was you. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and I really like that part of our show, is that it's the real... It's Although happening in real time.
And I do feel kind of bad sometimes, though, because I know... I've heard, like, Jill or people, whoever's behind the front desk, they'll answer the phone... And they'll always make a point to say, no, this isn't that kind of show. You're not going to get messed with. At all. And I, like, just a week or so ago, totally yelled at some dude for wearing a scarf.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, that's kind of the downside of it. I didn't watch myself there. But it does happen in real time. That part's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably ruined art for him forever. He's never going to see live theater again.
Well.
But, I mean.
You would only know if he wore the same scarf. But if you did your job correctly, he's not wearing the scarf anymore.
Yeah, he was inside. It was you know, a heated building. Mm-hmm. No, not necessary.
Your words are great.
thank you Matt. Yeah, so then after we did an improv a go-go run. That's the randomized selection computer generated show at Huge. You submit names and it picks random people to do it.
It's so a computer generated show.
We got lucky and got all that show. CGI. Honestly, I don't know if we probably would have continued doing it, but we didn't have a venue.
It would have been a slower go of it if we had not gotten that.
Oh, a slower go-go of it. I'm sorry. I totally forgot. Our first show actually wasn't Improv a Go-Go. It was Bryant Lake Bowl without Sammy. We were introducing the bearded men, and we introduced them as the Beardy Boys. that was the first time no one had ever seen the show, and Kevin Alverson was just like, hey, rest in peace, Good Grief. Do you want Good Grief to do the show? I was like, they don't exist. Can Collier Nelson do it? And he's like, screw it. I don't have enough time. That's fine. And so we did it.
That's what you get for not doing due diligence.
That's been every show offer since then, too. It's like, we're really down to the wire here. You guys are probably available, right? Like, right?
Yeah, and then it just evolved from there, figuring out Sammy's character more, figuring mm-hmm. out how the show works and how it's structured, and then we got Wednesday Run. Thank you, the Huge Theater.
One Butch Roy,
Jill Bernard, Nels Lennis.
Molly
Chase.
Molly doesn't involve in that. She hates us. I don't know. I'm just kidding. She's never offered an opinion.
Alex is on the record.
I don't think Molly's capable of hate.
Yeah, that's true.
Next at bat super fan Molly Chase is going to listen to this. Livid.
Not me.
Molly listens to every episode.
Oh, we're fucked.
Oh shit.
She writes a letter after every episode, congratulating us on the episode and pointing out anything that pissed her off. So it's going to be a long letter from Molly Chase this week.
A really nice formatted bullet list of all the issues she had.
Yeah, she doesn't talk to Spectrum anymore.
Oh, it's rough.
Ouch. We're going to have to look for different venues.
Well, as long as we have the other three on our side, we'll keep voting Molly down.
Yeah, well, Nels listens too. Anyway.
Sweetheart Nels. He's such a sweetheart.
I know, and dreamy.
Yeah.
All right.
That jawline. Yes.
No. I'm more interested in that crotch line, though.
Yep.
And when they two meet,
Philip, stay behind you.
Wrangle him in.
Jesus.
Okay.
All right. So, how would I think that you two have a very specific and unique banter on stage? How would you characterize the way you two work together? You leave a lot of room for each other, but you're both constantly going.
The basic, it's not like we've really discussed it. It just kind of worked, and then you kind of think about it afterwards. The basic way that I've kind of theorized how it works is we're the exact same character, pretty much.
Okay.
And so we feed off of each other until there's a nice moment where one of us breaks away. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where, you know, we try to surprise each other. So it's like group mind until one point where someone like breaks off of it. Mm-hmm. And then that's kind of like where we generate some of the funny or whatever. Like we try to make each other laugh on stage, and that can't be constant. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you find a place where you match up and you're locked eyes, and then you look away real quick.
Yeah.
Spook them.
It is a lot of stifling back laughter. Mm-hmm. It's not something we've had many conversations about, if any, though.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, it's just kind of been a built-in rapport since the beginning, which is really nice to not have to worry about that on top of everything else.
Yeah. And from, like, before we even rehearsed or anything, when we were just, like, getting drinks and talking about the show, you guys kind of went into character and just started doing the thing in normal conversation. It was very natural and funny.
That's not good.
Yeah. Not the characters.
I think they're admitting that they're actually these terrible people in real life.
I mean, the fact of the matter is we both know that.
Do they realize that or do they not?
Sociopath.
Do they realize that they're awful?
I don't think they care because they're sociopath.
Oh, they're not capable of
because you've had sex with them?
Yeah.
Okay, unbar.
All right, we're back. Sorry.
Oh, hi. No, we were talking about something else.
We were talking about chalupas.
Oh,
cool. Yeah, us too. That's nice. So weird. That's so weird that you were doing that too.
Wow. These so guys. Alike. Mm? We're so mm-hmm. alike.
Wow.
Our groups.
Yes.
No way. It's like group thing. What were you saying?
I accidentally implied that you guys are assholes like your characters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I wanted to say...
You're not!
And I wanted to say that we basically invented a show where we just get to be on stage and make jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We break the
rules. Which is
rules
pretty great,
of,
by the way.
Don't make jokes on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And don't talk about... Like, don't like talk about something that's not happening.
It's a lot of commenting on what's happening.
Yeah, we tell a lot of stories about the past.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't thought about this a lot. I know there's a right way to do it, but I don't know why what we do works.
What's interesting is that you play at the top of your character's intelligence, but your characters are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're all of the jokes are at your character's expense.
Yes.
But you're playing at the top of your intelligence at the same time, so I think it really functions well in kind of the comedic theory way, at least as an audience member. That's the way I see it.
That's something we've been trying to, we like just talked about that after our last show, is like like really ramping up how much we attack ourselves so that mm-hmm. it allows us to kind of attack other people but have it be a lot less mean-spirited.
It can get to a line
where it's like, I mean, one, we get a lot of people who work in advertising come up to us and be like, you guys are like spot on.
That's the scariest part. Really? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Serious? Yeah. We've had people been like, I mean, like obviously it's a heightened sense of it. Version. It's a characterized, but they're like, you guys, that is how things work. That's how those people are.
Yeah.
And
which is playing terrifying.
It is terrifying. Mm-hmm. But you know, we've heard stories ourselves and we've watched Mad Men.
Sure.
So it's that. But we talk about it and it gets to a point where there's a line that you might cross where the audience is wondering, are you guys actually like this?
Right.
Not that you guys would ever wonder that.
No.
Or is it just their characters talking?
Right.
And you have to be careful because then we're trying not to censor ourselves.
Mm-hmm. But as a relatively unestablished group, you have to be careful because we're not to the point where people are coming to see us specifically mm-hmm. for the most part. So we need to kind of know how to separate the two to make people think that this is clearly just an act and we are not these just reprehensible
We're not
people.
That mean.
Well, and I guess so then my next question is how active are your brains? Are you checking in on the information that you've been given, at that point? In your scenes, constantly and checking in with where's the arc been? What's appropriate? What's not appropriate? Or are you just going by the seat of your pants?
It is a little bit of both. It's pretty easy with this kind of stream of consciousness style to be really by the seat of your pants.
Right.
But,
and I'm wondering if that, like, going too by the seat of your pants might get you in trouble. It
definitely has.
Because you do want to engage the audience in an appropriate way.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a lot... A good way to keep things in check, and I don't know if you think about this, either of you, but, like, because we're working, hypothetically, in advertising, when we're talking about specific products, it's easy to just work with the stereotypes of those products and how those people within those industries would act.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you are talking about, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like a specific one that we've brought up before. This is a terrible sports stuff. Opening. Yeah, sports stuff. You can just like follow. Okay, we work with athletes and jocks, and maybe the commercial set in a gym, and it's you can yeah. use these like parameters that are pre-built to kind of steer where the scene is going.
But then you have to be careful with talking about like body image and stuff like that.
Sure.
And that's the thing is the characters wouldn't.
Right.
Like they wouldn't. Like that's the reason those things are so terrible, and that's the reason why like magazines are so terrible, like geared towards women. Like it's all about making people feel uncomfortable about their body.
Right.
And there's no way they're talking about it really PC in those meetings. Like they're shitty about it.
Yeah. Right.
And now we have to be shitty about that in front of the audience, but you have to also be like, God, but you can't.
Right.
You can't, and it's just like building
up. You have to find a creative, interesting way to approach that subject.
But we're also doing an improv show, and we don't have time to
right.
be
like, yeah.
And that would be a time when the intern would try to come in and not deny what you're saying, but say something on the topic.
Try and like push us back from the ledge a little bit.
Yes, yes.
It's
or just give you a say your phone is ringing.
You can, yeah, that's true. Sure. You can definitely be shitty in those ways. You just have to be doubly shitty back towards yourself, mm-hmm. and like mm-hmm. the two of us do. And I think that's the balance we're trying to find right now.
Do you ever play the so absurdly shitty that it can't be real?
Yeah, that's what you have. That's what we've talked about.
We like, definitely took credit for creating the bar in Cheers. Like that was us. We're ageless, that's for sure. Like, yeah. We have been in the industry for, like, depending on what night it is, like, 60 years or 40 years. Yeah. So there are definitely a lot of, if there was to be, a mythology kind of cataloged of us, it would not make much sense because there sure. are a lot of really out there moments.
Yeah, like, I don't know. A lot of the times in the show, like, Sammy's role is the foil to us.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll kind of act as, like, breaking up our stupidity with like kind of ruining the show in a way, like interrupting yeah. us or the lights go bad, and the audience loves that because they hate us,
right?
Yeah,
so they're and watching then, that and they're like, oh thank God these guys are failing and we love it. Yeah, it's not yeah. Sammy failing, it's us failing.
She's a proxy, it works perfectly.
Yeah, and yeah. what's great is after shows when people are like, oh I love you, you're so sweet, and I'm like, haha, we did that together, like you only yeah. love me because you hate them.
Yeah, I love it when people purpose. Tell me that Sammy's the best part of the show,
right? Yeah.
But I mean, that is a function of all three of you working together.
Totally, I mean, yeah.
And, yeah, you gravitate towards your character. I mean, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
On more than one occasion, we've had people come up and go, okay, like, Sammy in the show is awesome. Here is how I think it would be, like, even better. Like, people really want to see more of her. Definitely. It makes
That's
sense.
That's true.
Yeah?
Yeah, we have gotten a lot of, oh, more Sammy. But and we all agree, we don't need more Sammy. We just need peppered intern interruptions.
We want to keep them wanting more.
Exactly. Yeah,
coming back and getting more and more Sammy, but it's never enough. Yeah.
But you can keep those sweet bucks.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you can keep telling us you want more of me. I don't mind. But we're not gonna do it.
But also, I'll also notice like we'll play foils to each other. Like Cody will throw something out there, and I'll try to make it more ridiculous than what he mm-hmm. said. Even if it like especially if it's something just like this is just a comment. Like, yeah. he's not trying to make a joke or make anything ridiculous. Boom, that's the time to jump in, and he'll do the same thing.
And
like, he mentioned in a show...
really well to each other.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what's so great about this show for me is, like, the intense listening that happens. Yeah. I really love it. But, like, in one show, it was the same show that we had the Cheers bar situation.
Yeah.
It was Cody just threw out that we were marketing the bobblehead, the Dwight Schrute bobblehead from The Office. The Office. And immediately it clicked in my brain, oh, and the show didn't exist yet. We invented the bobblehead and then had to invent
backwards.
Both of the shows of The Office to be able to market that bobblehead. So, I know, it's fun stuff like that.
It's an interesting, is the phrase pimping when you like,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
I like make you do the mm-hmm. work instead?
Right, yeah.
In our show, it works really well because I can do something. I can be like, tell us about this particular time when you were running something, you were working this meeting or something, and then I can pepper in the specifics to make it really easy for him without it seeming forced at all. which I don't know if that is something that can like.
Yeah, it's sharing
happen.
The burden of it. Yeah, well, you know, one person gets the beats of the story and the other person gets the details.
I'm only in 101, so I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense, and that's also that speaks to the trust level between the two of you. Mm-hmm. Specifically the two of you. I don't mean to leave you out, Sammy.
It's okay.
Well, no, we don't trust Sammy at all, and that's why she works.
Exactly. That's why I stay in the booth.
But
yeah, it's like the opposite of what you're taught when you're learning long-form improv. Is you make statements and declarations, and you don't like put anything on the other person. Mm-hmm. But this is different.
Pimping is fun. Yeah, I mean, when you have a group, like when you have people that you work well with,
yeah.
Pimping is some of the best stuff that you can possibly see.
Yeah, when you trust each other, it's just like gifting. It's just setting up.
Yeah. It's a gift at that point.
I think a lot of the times with that, especially in class, a question is viewed as a fill in the blank answer that you don't know the answer to. When you're doing it with friends, it's like you have a test and you have a question with a fill in the blank, but like you don't care about that test and you can put whatever answer you want and it's fucking
or not even fucking answer it if you don't want to.
Yeah, you don't have to answer it, too. You can just leave it blank and be like, screw you, teach.
Yeah,
and people still love that, too.
There are a lot of other luxuries, too, that we get because we're playing these asshole know-it-all characters.
Sure.
We can start a story and just end in the middle of it and claim that that is a good story. Numerous times, I'll try and think of a joke to go along with what Alex has said. And if I don't think of it, I'll just go, I don't know. And then that's it. I won't even attempt to come up with anything. I'll just say, I don't know. And it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Very freeing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I this is another impression that I got from watching you guys is that the show itself seems like a extended version of a shared story.
Yep.
It's just a meandering shared story that goes in and out of different places. That you are just constantly yes-anding each other with a 20-minute shared story, 25-minute shared story.
It's pretty accurate, I think.
Yeah, it's I had something that I don't know.
That's okay.
See, it's stuff like that that makes it show so weird.
I don't know. See, that was hilarious.
God, I want more Sammy in the show.
You would be surprised how many times we've heard that.
Yeah. Oh, no, I remember what I was going to say is just like for the context of our show, just in case you've been listening and you haven't seen our show and you've been like, what the hell? What does any of this have to do with like a seminar, an ad seminar? The whole bit is that I hate. Is this too behind the curtain for
everyone?
No,
don't
see
it.
They're really
going
to ruin our show.
They're really seeing the wizard
right boy.
Now.
Yeah.
But we're doing Let's an ad do seminar it. Where the first part of the seminar is just us telling the audience why we're the best and why they should be able to trust us and listen to us. So we get to be real cocky and just explain to the audience why we're the best. And it's like leading up to a teaching scene that we never get to.
Sure. Okay. That makes
never
sense.
Have time.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Thanks, Matt.
Well, the concept behind it is very funny.
Thank you.
Don't you think so, Philip?
Yes.
Should we do it right now to illustrate how funny it is?
What, the show?
No, the last line. And I'll do the blackout.
You're going to literally do the ending bit
of
the show?
So we're going to do our last line, and then Sammy is going to say blackout.
All right. Ready?
All right. Well, and that's the top three ways to make your mother believe in what you're doing. And now we should probably get to the second part of the show. Be the best, right?
Yeah. Advertising. Step one.
Blackout.
Oh,
so that's just kind of what we do. That's a pretty fun audio version. I think you kind of get it.
Yeah. Yeah, see, the blackout happens before we can get to advertising.
I wanted
step one.
To illustrate my light design on this podcast. Thanks.
Hey, Philip.
Sidebar?
Yeah, sidebar real quick.
Hey, guys, sidebar?
Did you think
that
anybody
too
actually wanted to hear that?
I'm a little bit worried about how they viewed that. Blackout thing that we just did.
I don't think
it
anybody
seems,
liked
it. It seems like they're so in love with their own bits that they're just gonna shove them in there anyway.
I think it was really good. It's like, why are we on this podcast talking about?
Just
I mean, we're supposed to talk about our show,
right?
Well,
like I'm gonna call narcissism collieredism from now
on. I thought about
it. It's more apt. It's more appropriate.
I'm really worried about what they're saying.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you, too.
I listen to the...
I appreciate everything that you've ever done.
Interplanetary Appeal episode. They were just talking about their bits and what they do in their show.
Did they do their blackout line, too?
Oh, sorry, guys. We were just talking about enchiladas.
Oh, no way. We were still on chalupas, but enchiladas is next for us.
Wow.
We were getting there. We were leading up to it. We were right on the cusp of enchiladas.
And now's the time of the show where I throw the microphone over to Phillip Simondette for a brand new segment that we call
Phillip's Corner.
It's Phillip's Corner.
Hey guys, this is a new segment where you get to come behind the shade with Phillip.
Oh, Christ.
Ooh,
sultry.
I'm going to stare at each one of you individually, awkwardly. Great. And come up with a question to ask you. You're going to answer that question brilliantly. Cody.
Phillip.
Don't look away.
Never would.
If you were left in the woods, naked and afraid, how long do you think you would survive?
Can I ask questions?
Sure.
Okay. What are the weather conditions right now?
Right now or in the scenario?
In the scenario. I know it's kind of nice outside.
You know what? It's like a summer turning into fall. So it's like
okay.
You can still sleep outside at night comfortably naked.
I think the aesthetics of that time of year in the woods would probably keep me going a little bit longer. And I have accidentally killed a rabbit before.
Accidentally how?
I ran over with my car, so I know that doesn't really apply. But I have precedent in a day.
One day?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Was that good? Did I do that right?
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Whenever this segment fails, it's Phillip's fault.
Oh, yeah.
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 So don't feel bad about anything you ever do.
No. Never. If you're not happy with your answer, I should have asked a better question.
You guys are breaking eye contact way too much. Okay. This question.
Let's start over. Alex. When you shave, what song, if any, is stuck in your head while you shave?
It's actually a song that I made up. The first time I shaved when I was a little kid, I like made up a song like for my shaving. And I've never really like told it to anyone. I kind of make sure that, like, I live with two of my friends right now, and I make sure they're not home when I shave, and I kind of haven't had alone time. That's why I have such a long beard.
Because you sing it out loud and you don't want them to hear it.
I don't want, it's kind of embarrassing.
You won't share it with us now?
Yeah, he will.
Come on.
Stop stalling and sing the song.
Okay, can we cut right here? You guys leave the room and then I'll sing it by myself and then you guys will come back.
Okay. Matt, let's do that.
Next up, Pat!
Shaving is the hardest part of my day. Shaving is the only way I can play with girls, cause they don't like my face. Shaving is the only way that my dad will look me in the face and say, I'm kind of proud of you, son. Comedy isn't a bad choice for you. I wanted you to play baseball, but you didn't, because you didn't learn how to not be afraid of the ball. You guys can come back now.
Next up, Pat!
Good. I'm sorry about all the hair everywhere. I'll clean it up. You didn't have like a blanket or anything.
Oh, right. I forgot that you can't sing the song without shaving. Right. So you shaved while you were singing it.
Well,
it
is.
But
isn't that what you guys, still have his full beard, though.
What the hell? There's no razor here.
It's like the Santa Claus. Oh, my God.
Weird.
All right. So Phillip said that I still have a beard. Yep. Matt said that there's no razor. And so let's just say that I regrew the beard and I shave with my nails. Just move on to Sammy's question. I can't.
Yeah, okay. I thought you shaved your balls. Sammy.
I did.
Did you play any sports as a child? Oh. And sidebar, do you think your dad is disappointed in you about anything?
Oh, God. I did play sports as a kid. And even as a young adult, I lettered in swimming and fencing in high school. So if you want to fucking go right now, I'll do it.
Wow.
And get my epe out.
And how does your father value you as a person?
Can I get a different question? This is so weird. Do you have any questions about moms?
Yeah, does your mom love you?
Oh, yeah.
God. And that's Philip's corner.
Thank
Thanks,
you, guys. Beth.
Thanks, Philip.
It was nice buying that screen.
Mm-hmm. The shade.
Yes.
All right, guys, you ready to do some improv?
Yeah, this is actually exciting. We've never done like scenic improv with each other,
right?
Which is kind of interesting.
It's gonna be
and
fun.
Usually, I'm only on stage for like a second.
It's gonna be a disaster piece.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Next up, what the fuck, dude? They're gone.
Well, they had a hard out. We ran out of time. I got here late. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We ran out of time to do any improv stuff.
At the end of the interview, I asked if everybody was interested in doing some improv, and they're all like, yeah.
Well, I know, because then we hadn't checked the time yet.
I go upstairs, use the bathroom, I come downstairs, and coats, boots, people, gone.
It was a very hard out. They could not wait for you to piss. We had every intention, but when we checked, we got our phones out, which were politely put away for the interview. They said, oh, shit, we got to get out of here.
We're here to teach you how to...
Would you get the door?
Yeah. Sorry, here. Hello. Hi, come on.
Hi.
Come on.
Hey.
Come on.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Come on, come sit around.
Hey.
Come sit around the table here.
All right.
So you guys are trying to do a podcast.
More of that comedy stuff. Yeah. It's everywhere in this town.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Matt, it wasn't just them that had a hard out. I hired a marketing team.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want more people to hear about Next to the Bat.
We're doing fine, Philip.
We could do better.
You're doing a podcast. You're not doing fine.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, you're going to have to hear these things, okay? Yeah. If you can't take it, then, I mean, you can just give us our check and leave. You still have to pay us for this.
I've listened to your podcast. I really like it.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very
That's
much.
That's really nice of you.
And believe us, we won't leave until we get that check.
And believe us, Sammy, our intern, listening to your podcast is not a compliment.
We forced her to do it.
Well, like techie people, like techie nerdy people like podcasts. That's kind of our core.
Oh, we're nerds. Not a nerd.
We're the nerds.
Yeah, we're the nerds.
I mean, she looks hip, though. She's wearing a hat indoors.
And a scarf. That's what I say to hats indoors.
I don't mean to be rude. I just got a haircut, and if I don't have my hat on, I look like a kindergartner a little bit.
That's true. We played a prank on her.
It's true. We shaved her head.
She looks like a kindergarten boy.
Yes. Everyone thinks she's a boy, and it's super funny for us.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, do you want to talk about your little... Are you recording right now? Why are these microphones out? I thought we were just going to talk about your podcast.
We were just recording with one of the groups from in town.
What do you guys want us to do with your podcast?
Because looking at both of you, this looks like a lot of work.
Look, we're not marketing geniuses.
We can tell.
We have a logo.
Yeah, we commissioned a logo.
We've seen the drawing that you guys call a logo.
It's not just a drawing. I mean, it was done by a professional artist.
Mm.
Lucy Bellwood, look her up. She's good.
Mm. Yeah, she's write amazing. That down, Sammy, and then immediately throw that name away.
I did look it up. I couldn't find her.
We have a pretty, you know, decent Facebook presence.
How many likes?
1,600 and change.
Ooh.
2 zeros. Oh, baby talk.
I mean, that's not big for like what the fuck or something, but it's, you know,
it's pretty good for a local podcast.
But we definitely want it to be a larger number. That's why we're hiring you.
Oh, we've done work with Mr. Marin, and we were the guys that told him to shorten up that bit where he talks about himself.
Because he is
just
such a grump.
Oh boy, it is hard to listen to that guy. Have you heard what he talks about?
Yeah.
He's sad. No one wants to hear that.
Well, that's actually what made me interested in his podcast, though, was how open he was about himself.
Mm. Boo. Yeah, we have a lot to work on with you. God. Oh, boy.
Just talk about your cats.
I don't know if I like these guys.
Do you want to have a sidebar?
No, not yet.
All right. So we've had... Why is this guy behind a curtain? So we've had a lot of... time to go over the notes that Sammy gave us about your podcast.
And it doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good. One thing, similar to the Marin note, is probably shorten up that bit at the front. That isn't where the funny stuff is. It's the end part where you do the funny stuff.
And more ads.
This is about funniness, right?
Well, I mean, it's also about learning about improvisation and talking about improv theory and learning about people's methods and artistic intent and things like that.
Okay, if there's one thing we know about improv is that it's people hate it.
What?
And if there's anything they hate more than improv, it's talking about it.
I don't know if I...
Improv is the new yoga, you guys.
That's going to be improv in 3 years.
It's all going to be hot improv.
Is that a little joke? Is that a little joke? Why is this guy behind a curtain? Someone explain this to me.
Well, look, if I pull the curtain up.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, terrific. Yeah,
we had to install a shade so that the guests could put up with me.
Put that back down. Did you put it down? I'm not looking.
Like the Medusa comedy podcast set in mid-market towns in the U.S.
Intern Sammy didn't look away in horror.
Wow.
She probably has color blindness. I don't know. We make a lot of assumptions about her and don't talk to her.
Color blindness is actually impossible in females.
It's only dogs, too.
No.
Oh, I forgot you were a scientist. I'm sorry. How fucking rude of me.
Look, we have an idea. Stop making it audio, make it video, and get hotter hosts.
But it's our show.
Yeah, it's just kind of a thing we do.
Yeah.
Matt's like a really good interviewer, and he's got a great voice.
And Philip's, you know, funny.
Have you guys seen The Soup? Yeah. That was supposed to be hosted by Philip Seymour Hoffman, and we were like, no thank you. Get one of the hot, funny boys. And that's why we got Joel McHale to get on that beast. And now it's one of the most successful shows in television. And Philip Seymour Hoffman's dead.
Well, he makes a pretty good, you know, that's compelling kind of, point.
Yeah. There's a good chance I could be dead in the next 3 years.
And I look like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
So we got two things going against us from the start.
Damn it.
Look, this is what I'm saying. This is why I brought these guys in. They're thinking outside of the box we normally think inside.
They're kind of dicks, but I think they know what they're talking about.
You don't lose The Soup and live to talk about it. Just look at Craig Kilborn. What happened to him?
Is he dead?
We are directly responsible for the downfall of Craig Kilborn, but that's not
we're not
we're
saying
here.
We killed him. So what do you guys want to talk about with the podcast? I'm sorry I keep going back to this, but I'm really distracted by the whole microphone setup. I don't want you to be recording one of our pitch sessions. Okay, that's the whole reason we do these seminars, because we show them behind the curtains, not you guys.
The beauty of it is what happens in the moment, and that's why improv is going to die.
Well, guys, do you see a tape recorder here anywhere?
Good point. I just see a big machine with a bunch of knobs and I don't understand.
I have to assume it's a switchboard.
Yeah, this is a switchboard. I make a living as a hotel operator on the side.
Well, then I'd say if you're already a hotel operator, then just get rid of the podcast and fill up your time as a part-time police dispatcher, and then your schedule is filled. You already got the switchboard, buddy. That's what costs money.
You can say thank you whenever you want.
Okay, he actually can't because he's a felon. But so he can't work for the police.
Are you improvising right now?
Is he actually a felon? I can't thank anybody because I'm a felon.
Yeah, when you commit a felony, you lose the right to vote and the right to thank people.
This is that funny improv stuff that they talk about. They're doing improv right now.
I took an improv class in college and I loved it.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Stop relating to them.
I didn't know about improv in college.
I didn't either. Well, actually, I knew about it, but I thought it was kind of bullshit. Oh.
That's funny.
It is. Go
where did
gut.
You Where did you go so wrong? So, let's see. What else did we talk about with this? We wanted to add.
I think if you're married to the idea of doing a podcast, just change the topic that it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Make it about Game of Thrones.
Ooh, have you thought about doing a Game of Thrones podcast?
Actually, yeah, we did think about that at one point.
We talked about Thrones. It for a long time.
We could do Game
What's
of
wrong?
Thrones.
What's wrong? Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I just choked on a chicken bone.
That's the other thing is you should both stop eating completely.
Really?
That's how we do it in the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. You've got to learn how to not eat, and that's how you know how to get a job.
Is that how you two got such defined cheekbones?
When people's well,
some things you're born with.
Mm-hmm, sometimes you're born with things, and then you cannot eat and define them more. But when people refer to the hunger, you know, you got to get the hunger to strive to get those jobs. You have to want it. They're literally referring to actual hunger. So if you want an actual successful podcast, if you're hungry for that, you have to actually literally be hungry.
Mm-hmm. Just a strict diet of pinkberry. Do you guys have that here?
Do you guys have pinkberry here?
I honestly don't know. Maybe. I really don't.
Oh, the frozen yogurt place.
Yes.
That's not in Minnesota yet.
Sammy, give them some...
Write down that we need to bring Pinkberry to Minnesota.
Will do.
Oh, that would be hot here.
Well, there's that yogurt lab. People love it.
That sounds like bullshit.
We'll run them out of town.
Sorry.
Do you have an account with Pinkberry?
We have an account with Pinkberry, and we already have a lot against... There's
a good place called Menchie's.
Oh.
Menchie's?
Yeah, Menchie's.
That sounds like Menzies.
It sounds like Menchie's. That sounds like a weird porno.
What's Menchie's?
It's a frozen yogurt place in Highland Park.
Oh, well, that makes it even more gross. Menchie's really is a yogurt place?
Nice. Froyo.
Oh, right. I'll have a big old cup of Menchie's. That's horrible. How are they successful?
Is there
it's a niche product.
Mascot just a taint?
I don't know.
Or like a fun little
if you're going to love something, defend it, Mr. Host.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what their mascot
Hold
is.
Hold on. I have another idea of what his mascot might be, and I'm going to ask you. Is his mascot like a fun little sperm cell like with like hot fudge on him or something?
I don't think so.
Like his outfit is like some graham cracker crumbled up and then like a couple gummy bears?
Ooh, I got it.
Philip, I haven't felt like this since grade school when I used to get bullied.
Good, we're bringing him down. Okay, this is part of the pitch. We're doing a very good job. You bring him down, you make him vulnerable.
Grade school. Sperm should be the spoon.
It was a very important good. Learning time in your life, grade school. It developed you into the person that you are. Right, yeah, it was painful, but...
Sammy, write down that we need to go talk to Menchie's.
Sometimes you got to put up with the pain to get the gain.
We changed our mind. They're money makers now.
Are you sure that this is worth it? I mean... We have a good personality about our show.
I'll get in contact with them tomorrow.
But it just needs a bigger audience, okay? I feel like these guys can help.
Good, this isn't being recorded.
Philip, they're assholes. Sidebar over.
Hey, guys. Oh, you're still here. Yeah.
Hey, guys, we were talking about chalupas.
Oh, we were talking about that earlier. Wait. Wow. We love chalupas.
Stop it. I like those. Yeah. Stop thinking we're the same.
Yeah, stop it. Stop trying to relate.
Then why were you talking about chalupas?
Because we get to. We've earned it.
We're trying to change the texture of the tortilla that they're on. Or is that gorditas? I don't know.
Guys, why do you think that you deserve to market for Next at Bat?
Oh, boy. That was weak. You want to give that another try, buddy?
Just answer the question.
Try it without crying first.
Shut up and answer the question.
Do you say Nancer the question?
God damn it. Philip, help me out here.
Look, guys, there's a lot of advertising companies in this world.
Haven't heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Called Fallon.
We can.
Oh,
Jimmy Fallon. Oh. He can't help you.
We don't like to talk about Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon is the host of a TV show, you big dummies.
The one mistake we couldn't fix. We almost Hoffman'd him out, but he snuck on through like a little fox.
He is a wily one, that Fallon.
Look, you guys, what I'm saying is we hired you, and if you don't give us a good ad that we can put at the beginning of our episodes to kind of help people know what the show is about, then we're going to find someone else.
Okay. Let me see if I understand the concept.
Can we just hear a couple of pitches that you have for what could go at the beginning of our show?
Absolutely.
Okay, absolutely, but first I want to ask... Are we pitching your show an ad that will go in front of your show to advertise your show?
Yes. Look, we're not marketing geniuses, all right? All we knew is that we have ad space available at the beginning of our show.
We're the only ones who can afford our space.
All right.
Okay, fine.
We'll walk through it. Okay.
We'll think about it. So, like,
you cut to a kid at the plate, the bottom of the eighth, and he is going to win this game for you. And crack the bat.
And you hear the announcers go, and ooh, next Johnson. At bat is the podcast you're listening to, you fucking idiot. Enjoy.
And then you cut up to the announcer booth and it's you two nincompoops.
That doesn't just really get the
jacking
spirit.
Each other off.
Yeah, it's not about baseball at all.
No, and we don't generally jack each other off.
Oh, right, because the bat is an improv thing.
Yeah, Sammy knows. Yeah, she did improv.
A bat
in
is
college.
An animal. It's I don't a, know what the hell you guys improv are talking
form.
About.
But no, it's an improv form.
Yes, it's an improv form where there's only. The lights are all.
All right, well, everyone's only. Doing a bat.
It was created by Joe Bill from Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love Chicago.
Never been.
Mm. You've never been to Chicago?
No, it's too cold.
You know, I actually met Joe Bill once. I forget what it was. It was like for a commercial. Sometimes we'll hire improvisers to... write our scripts for us for free. Mm-hmm. We just let them improvise, think they're auditioning. And I was talking to Joe Bill. I was like, you know what's fun? Fishing. And I don't know if that did anything for him, but I just threw that at him because I wanted to fish that day.
He has a show called Bass Prov.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What an asshole.
We're like,
what
bass hole. Sorry.
Cut Sammy saying that.
That's this is being recorded. That was Cody that said that for the record.
Not that this is being recorded.
No.
Okay, commercial number two.
Oh, I thought we already did like three of them.
No, you did one.
Sometimes okay. I black out when the magic is flowing this hard.
Commercial number two.
Philip, do you think they're drinking?
They did bring their own water bottles filled with liquids. I have no idea what's in them.
Makes sense.
Alex, do you have my contact solution?
I have that.
Okay, it's in that water bottle.
Mm-hmm. It's in that water bottle labeled Glenmorangie.
Thank you. I need to take a drink.
Of your con... Oh.
Don't question it, Sammy. Don't question it.
It's the hard stuff.
It's the hard stuff.
Okay. Whatever helps you guys.
Mmm. Good.
So anyway, that second commercial.
Okay, so
we cut to a basketball court. It's a basketball court in a cave. Okay, and you got Michael Jordan, you've got Larry Bird, and you've got Bill Murray. It's a reunion of Space Jam, right? And they're dribbling around like crazy, but you can't hear any of it.
And then you pan out, and they were all hieroglyphics on the wall of the cave. And ooh. Then you two are standing there, and you look to each other, and you say,
next
who's up
back.
Next?
Oh. You say that, but it's only in subtitles, because you're dressed as caveman. You're like,
next at bat. So easy a caveman could do it.
That is a really catchy slogan.
It's really, I mean, there's going to be people ooking all over the place.
I feel like two things. I feel like it was in a cave because they were going to mention bats, but never did. And then also,
why do they keep going behind this curtain? Why do they keep going behind that curtain?
What was the second part of
it? I think that's a Geico commercial.
I think they have a professional relationship.
I've got a third commercial that's going to knock them on their dicks when they're ready to hear it.
Can't wait till they come back.
You know, Geico has been really successful.
Give me some of that Glenmorangie. I mean,
sure,
contact
we can't steal their slogan, but I like that they're getting Geico quality.
Did you say contact
quality
Geico?
Slogans?
No, that's
out
good.
Of
you know what I think? I think we should listen to one more.
As soon as you're done jerking me off, I want to hear one more. Okay, I'm done. So, guys, what's the third pitch?
Okay.
Ooh, this one's gonna fucking take your dicks off.
You cut two. A little kitty, probably a Maine Coon, and she's just pawing at someone's hand.
You can't see the hand, though.
You can't see the hand.
You can just see that cat pawing away. Pawing, 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 right? This commercial's gone on for 15 seconds just of a cat pawing at this point.
It's really expensive.
You're like, what's going to happen? What's going
to
happen?
We pan out. We see that the hand is attached to one of you, and a word bubble pops up in the cat's brain that says,
who's ooka, 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 ooka.
And it stands for, who's next, I bat? Because he's batting at your hands.
And that pans out to some hieroglyphics where you fucking assholes are ooking around and smacking each other in the head with a mammoth tusk or something. Anyway, that's how baseball was invented. That's what we tag at the end of the commercial, and we hope they figure it's one of those like, ooh, that was weird, I'm gonna Google it.
It's a split ad with the MLB.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you guys want us to be cavemen so badly?
It's just your look, right?
No. Isn't that what you're going for?
Yeah, I thought you guys saw the drawing.
Well, that's what you should go for then. I think it would fit you.
Philip?
Yeah.
My self-esteem has reached almost zero. These two men are just awful.
Okay, but that last idea was smart because it's ad sharing with MLB, so they'll pay for half.
Well, and cats are pretty much the most successful thing on the internet.
Yeah,
right?
I don't like them either.
So it's trendy. Like, as much as it hurts us and makes us feel awful about ourselves, I feel like
Sammy's
it might
been
be a good marketing
Sammy, Texas, say, stop being so mean. I'm going to stick up for these guys in a few seconds, and I don't want to hear it.
Sammy, you need to stop defending them.
Yeah, Sammy, don't you dare stick up for them.
They're sweet.
Thanks, Sammy.
Oh, you heard that.
We were sidebarring.
Sorry, I was talking. Yep. We were sidebarring. Thank you again for meeting with us, letting me sit and take notes on our conversation.
Is there any way we can just hire Sammy?
Oh, I'd like to see that commercial. Sammy, I bet you have a commercial pitch.
Sammy's turn to pitch.
Yeah, Sammy, you guys have really done a good job here.
I think we just want more Sammy.
I do want more Sammy. You know what? She understands improv. She's listened to the show. She gets us.
Yeah, and
I want to hear what Sammy's pitch
is. This is fucking great.
No, that's okay. She's just kind of more...
Sammy, you're fired if you don't pitch.
If I don't? I thought you wouldn't want me to.
We'll fire you anyway, but...
She's more a demographic anyway. Fire me. I'm sorry to put you in this predicament, Sammy, but you just seem so gosh darn nice.
Thank you.
Oh, Christ.
All right. Okay, I guess here we go. Okay, so our podcast is called Next at Bat.
Right. Oh, were you not listening?
No, of course I was. I took all these notes on it. So it's Next at Bat. It's about improv and learning about improv. Okay, what if we open on a stage?
Yeah, question your idea. Good start.
Okay, I guess that makes sense, opening on a stage.
We perform on stage.
Yeah, most improv is on
right.
a stage.
But then all the lights go out.
Oh, because that's how you perform a bat.
Right.
Ooh,
right.
I just got chills.
Who's playing baseball, Sammy?
Where's the baseball?
Nobody. Next at Bat isn't about baseball. So the lights go out on stage, and then your logo comes up and it says Next at Bat.
That's brilliant.
Oh, like, God, that's not simple. Brilliant. There wasn't a single fucking caveman in that. That doesn't make any sense. Where's the cave part? Because of bat.
Sammy?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're the genius here.
Oh, no, no, no.
But, wow.
No, this is just an intro. I'm not. That was one of the first pitches I've ever done.
What if the light came up and,
one of the last two,
it did like a silhouette of Philip and I?
Oh, yes.
Like behind us, like as if we were standing behind a shade.
Behind your shade right now.
But
you're both back there. Yeah. Oh, yes, the silhouette. And then I see the logo. And I think the logo would have like blue and white and red as the color scheme.
Oh,
I love it.
It's gorgeous.
Really?
I think we should hire Sammy.
Can we just hire the Slash?
You still have to pay us for this.
Can we hire the Slash, please?
I mean,
I don't really care. You guys have a podcast, so we're going to go back to dealing with Adidas and...
Nike. And Reebok.
And
That's cool. We're...
You guys, I don't get why you can't appreciate this podcast.
Sammy, you're
it's
big
good.
Time now, so why are you even talking to us? Because you're, like, above us. Why would you even do this?
Ooh, let me take some notes for
you. I can't believe Sammy Martin's talking to us. I'm fanning over
her. Oh, do you want some tea? Do you want some Earl Grey?
Ooh, I feel like I'm going to black out because I'm, like, so excited to talk to Sammy Martin.
Ooh, hold on. Let me light you. What's your good side?
I don't get... Why are you being mean?
Have you even thought about what your good side is, Sammy?
In that commercial you pitched, the lights went out because you couldn't budget.
No, it was because of that is the form of improv that we're talking about.
Just get your life together,
the lights go out.
My best side is 35 degrees to the right of my face in fluorescent lighting.
I know.
My best side is panoramic.
I know that you think that.
My best side is hidden behind a shade.
That's true. That's the truest thing you've said this entire time.
I forget you're here because you're behind that shade.
My best side is a cartoon.
The far side is a cartoon. See, I can make jokes too, dummies.
Yeah. I'm just pissed. But I'm also like, I don't care. We're still getting paid.
Are you guys for real firing Sammy?
No, because that means you'll hire her.
Yeah, you know what? Sammy, we're going to hire you full time.
I'm already working more than full time.
Well, then you're downgraded to full time. More pay.
But more pay? I don't get paid it?
No, not more pay.
You know what? Final offer. You're our intern.
How about final offer? I don't really need to work for you guys if you're going to be like this.
How about final offer? You do, because otherwise we'll fire your dad. And then what's he going to do about your mom who can't work?
Counter offer.
Your dad also works for them?
No,
yeah,
but we have
he does.
Why can't your mom work?
She's a dancer.
Not by choice.
She can't stop dancing.
It's a really weird way to describe Parkinson's.
Sammy's not all good, see? All right, final counteroffer. 2 cent pay raise and a half day's vacation.
No, I don't feel like I don't need this.
Oh, you're going to be sorry.
You're being mean to our hosts, and you're being mean to me, and I don't like that.
It's called constructive criticism. Stop being stupid.
Hey, Philip and Matt.
Yeah.
Sammy.
Do you guys want to do this?
Yeah, we will give you our entire podcast marketing budget.
Oh, my goodness.
How much is that? $119. Oh, boy. Oh, Christ. I'm surprised I don't it's even, that high.
Me too.
I don't Where do did it we get so much
money in the budget?
I won $100 on scratch-offs yesterday.
I'm not in it for the money. I just want to work hard and help people. And I feel like I would be more useful to you guys.
Well, how honorable. What a real origin story we're watching right now.
This is like a made-for-Disney TV movie.
I like those.
Did you guys create Disney TV?
No.
We created the original movies, though. I saw Xenon Girl of the 21st Century in a dream.
My dream was Alley Cat Strike.
And I just thought Smart House would be cool.
Look, you guys, thanks for coming, but we don't need your ideas.
Okay, thanks for inviting us and wasting our time. You owe us. We'll send a invoice to... I don't know how this works. Sammy's supposed to do this part. I'm nervous now.
I heard you guys mention something about Lyle in accounts payable. I'm sure he'd take care of it.
Lyle's great.
I don't know. I've never talked to Lyle. Sammy talks to him.
Yeah, I do. Well, you guys, I honestly want to thank you for everything I learned while I was working for you two.
Not accepted. And give that contract one last look and then think about quitting.
I think my
Why don't you call your dad and tell him the situation he's in now because of your genius.
But I also want to say goodbye.
That's the helicopter flying away, and you can't get on because we are leaving.
It's also our helicopter, so we have to go. Do you hear that? Hop in, Cody.
The Uber account's in my name. Do you guys want to bake something?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's it. Good conclusion.
way to end that one. I feel.
If anything, that's the longest callback of the podcast to when I broke the bit.
Oh, that's broken. Oh, yeah. Oh shit! I'm leaving that in. I'm a genius.
Yeah. Next up, Pats.
And that's our show. Thank you to Collier, Nelson, and Martin. Thank you to Alex Collier, Cody Nelson, and Sammy Martin.
Thank you.
Who's now our intern.
That's right. She works for us now.
That's right. And we'd like to think that you're much more than an intern since we actually pay you.
Yes, that's very nice. Thank you.
Right. And so you can see Collier Nelson coming up soon at...
it's at Brantling Bowl.
Oh.
At the Brantling Bowl Theater on Thursday, January 22nd. The doors are at 6 p.m. and the show is at 7 p.m. I hope you guys go because there's no bad feelings.
No.
I'll still be there. So the tickets are $10 at the door, $8 in advance, so get them in advance. Visit the Brantling Bowl website.
There might be more Sammy.
Yes.
Well, there's a special guest, too, right?
Yes, special guest Bradley Machoff. Oh. Esquire. Mm-hmm. Very good lawyer.
Oh, very, very good lawyer. And and also, you could see Collier Nelson over at Huge Theater. That's Huge Theater at 31st and Lindale in Uptown Minneapolis.
Every Wednesday in January and February.
That's exactly right, as a part of Huge Wednesdays. So that's at 8 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. You can get tickets, and the doors open at 7:30. So make sure you check that out. There's some other really good groups there, too.
Ooh. There are, including the Houlihans.
Including the Houlihans.
Yeah, my Brave New Workshop house team, the Houlihans, is also in the middle of a huge Wednesday run. We'll be there the rest of January and the first week of February because holidays are terrible and they screw up schedules. You can also see me and Alex Colliard in a new group at Improvagogo starting tonight, if you're listening to this today, which you are.
Ooh. Wait, what?
Whenever they're listening, it's today.
My brain just exploded.
Yeah, the rest of the information will be wrong any other time. But starting on the 18th and then the following two Sundays at Improvagogo at Huge Theater, you can see The Painters.
Yeah.
Well, it's Good Grief presents the local music scene.
I was just wondering if you happened to take The Painters. The William Shatner lessons of how to deliver words.
I taught him.
Oh.
Everything
that
he knows.
Wow.
Ooh.
And Sammy, I was wondering, since I threw away all the information that Collier and Nelson gave us, Could you tell us how we could see any more information about upcoming Collyard Nelson shows?
Oh, yes. There's a Facebook page.
What's it called?
Find it on Facebook. Collyard/Nelson.
So Facebook.com /Collyard/Nelson?
Oh. You know, that's a great question. I always go for the search bar option.
That works.
Collyard Nelson.
Sounds fun. And you can always get a hold of us by going to
facebook.com/nextatbat. Or you can send us an email, nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on noisepicnic.com.
That's right. And you can also check us out on iTunes. Download our stuff, subscribe to us, and rate and review us. Let us know what you think about the show, as long as it's good. And next week, we're going to have a brand new guest. And Sammy, I'm sure, is going to stick around because she loves us and I think has a budding romantic relationship with Philip.
Certainly.
At least that's what I was hinting at on the show and nobody picked up that thread.
I'm a very private person.
That's true.
Me too.
Lots of things were happening under the table that were not recorded.
Gross. Until next week, as always,
praise Jaibosh.
Praise Jaibosh.